With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's go to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line. Truly steps beyond convenience. Our pal is the radio voice of the Miami Heat, Mike Inglis. He is back safe and sound in South Florida after a three-game trip. Mike, this was a big-time trip for them. Wins in Dallas, wins in Philadelphia. After last night's game, I don't even care that they lost the game in Memphis, you know?
Yeah, it is pretty funny when you think about it, Zaz, because I guess of all the games I thought would be the easiest, it would be the Memphis game, and it turned out to be the hardest one for them. But they played pretty darn well last night, let me tell you.
Last night was the best win of the season, yes? Like, if I had to come down to it, I consider the win at Milwaukee, but I pushed that one to the side because Butler didn't play. I only care about the games when Butler plays. That's us at our full strength. And it was also right at the beginning of the season. But you got at Toronto, which was a great win. I think last night, though, best of the year. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think they put it together. You know, they played obviously a zone defense, which really kerfuffled the Philadelphia up something fierce. And it was just a real smart, tactical ball game by Coach Spo and the coaching staff. And the players executed it to perfection. Started off a little rough, but they eventually, as you well know, you see them a lot, and they come around. And I just loved how the players played and how excited they were about the whole situation last night. And that is a big win to a fully manned Philadelphia team, and I think it exposed Philadelphia a little bit.
How was the crowd? Are they still hostile with Butler?
Oh, gee, Jimmy, I wish I could tell you what they say, but I can't. It's a family radio station. They are a hostile. I'm talking to my producer on site, and I said, are they like this all the time? Hey, I've been going there for years, and you know, I had a friend who played for the Eagles for a long time, and he told me how nasty it was. But boy, I'll tell you, even in the introductions, they'd say, starting as a point guard, Kendrick Nunn, and then sucks, they say right after that. I mean,
really?
In unison, 18 to, oh, in introductions. I mean, and after everyone, Nick's name, Myers Leonard, sucks.
That,
you know?
I didn't know that. That's so Jimmy, college. I didn't know that.
Oh, it's, and then when Jimmy Butler gets announced, it's like, you know, it's like triple sucks. You know, they're just—it's crazy.
Amber, that's so college. You know that, like that's a college crowd kind of chant.
Yeah. Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's like
that's Philly. I mean, you know, the joke is they boot Santa Claus for God's sakes. You know, I mean, my God,
funny.
How do you boot Santa Claus?
That's funny. I did not know that. That's a funny bit to do there.
It's interesting.
You know, I think I think the best story for this team so far this year, I know Tyler Hero is doing a terrific job and Kendrick Nunn is obviously doing a terrific job, but I really think that Bam is the best story on this team this year. He has just so far and away exceeded my expectation.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And when the coach last night, Brown, from the Sixers, he says that Bam, I mean, my goodness, the way he's playing right now. And you talk to the scouts out of 10 games and you know, the other coaches and even the players, they're just like, man, he is just playing unbelievable. You figure last seven games, he's had all these double doubles. He's had two triple doubles, averaging 20 and 12 and nearly seven assists and getting to the free throw line about seven times too. So, you know, he's being very aggressive down inside, but they're putting him in place to play like that too. It's not just Bam, it's everybody else around them in the way they're playing. But Bam right now is head above heels, the story for the Miami Heat, because there's not a team in the NBA that would not grab him if he ever could be shaken from the tree. But that ain't going to happen, as they say.
How about that miracle that the Heat won that challenge at the end of the third quarter?
How about that? My goodness. But you know what? Our TV crew, give them credit. They had a great shot from above the rim. Now, if you're an official and you're looking at that, and it looked like it certainly could be goaltending, there's no doubt about it from their vision where they're on the floor.
Yep.
But then when you get to the replay and you see that great shot our guys had, you could see it was not a goaltending at all, and it was just a great play by Jones.
Now, I know the coach was talking about this when Brett Brown challenged, okay, with about 2 minutes left in the game. He ended up losing his final timeout, which I thought was which was a major blunder, okay, from Brett Brown. He challenged a foul on Embiid, which put Butler at the free throw line, and he ended up losing the challenge. That was a major blunder because for a team that needed to save time, you don't get to advance the ball. You got no more timeouts left. But besides that, on that play, Eric Spoelstra wanted the officials to review because he was saying that that's a goaltend because Embiid put his hand through the net, not through the cylinder, but through the net in trying to block the shot. Mike, do I not understand the rule? Why was that not a goaltend?
Yeah, you can't do that. I think they just simply missed it. But Zaz, I think you hit the nail on the head that one of the biggest moments of the game last night was that challenge they took. And you know what? It's you want to believe your players. You want to listen to your players. But it was a clear foul. You could see the push on the hip on Jimmy Butler going underneath the basket. And this is one case I know for sure Brett Brown wishes he had that that back.
Yeah,
and
that was a bad job.
Especially with Miami, coughing the ball up as they did at the very end there a couple of times. It put them right back in the game where I thought it was all over with up by 7 points. But little did I know we were going to give the ball away.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, when Al Horford shot that three at the end when we were up by two, I would have bet my life it was going in.
Yeah. Oh, no kidding. You just had that feeling going, oh, come on. This can't happen. But you know what? They played eight players against that full roster.
We deserved that game. We deserved that
Sixers.
Win.
Yeah. Definitely deserve that win without a doubt. They played much better and again played it perfect execution. The coaching staff and what they had them doing out there.
All right, we're gonna do a big deal, not a big deal with you in a second here, but I got to play you something from last night from the pregame show, which I don't think you heard. But give me your thoughts here on this. Okay, this is me from the pregame last night. Have you heard this yet, Amber?
I have not.
Me from the pregame last night where I'm giving out the Heat starting lineup, okay? So this is like 40 or so minutes before the game's about to start. Mm-hmm. I'm giving out the starting lineup. Give me your thoughts here on this. Listen to this. That brings us to our starting five here for Miami, and it's the usual suspects. In the backcourt, Kendrick Nunn and Duncan Robinson. Up front, Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo with Leonard Myers manning the middle. What do you make of that, Mike?
Hey, listen, I've done that. I said that too. That's let me tell you. Because you got two first names, you know.
Because I've been on Leonard. Okay, so you have that. You have done that during a game this year?
Oh, sure, without a doubt.
Okay, because I told you before.
Let me tell you.
I got one
worse than that. I get one when I'm trying to Tyler. We had a Tyler on our team for so long. Every now and then, I won't call him Tyler Hero. So I've started to call him. I'm not even using his last name. I'm just saying Tyler now.
Because I've been on you from the start of the season where I'm like, listen, Mike, you are a lock, okay, to call him Leonard Myers throughout a game. And it's at least as far as the home games go, when I'm sitting next to you, I have not heard you make that mistake, and I totally made that mistake last night myself.
I will put my hand up and say yes. I have made that mistake.
It's a very tricky name.
Without a doubt. It's a name that either one could, Leonard could be his first or his last name. You know, it's one of those things. And going through the pace of it all, I mean, that's the big thing. A lot of people don't realize that the pace of it all. I'll give you an example. I'm talking with, Mike Breen last night before the ball game.
Yep.
They were doing it on the network. And he's telling him about the new Golden State Arena in San Francisco. And he was doing a Knicks game, and I guess you're way up high, and apparently it's beautiful. You're in your own booth, literally, but you've got a vision. And he was so upset that he made a couple of mistakes in the first quarter. And I totally said, hey, said Mike, don't worry about that. I mean, where we broadcast in a lot of these arenas, the game's a rumor, and you're going to make mistakes. Two guys got headbands the same. They'll go around a curl, and you can't see the guys, so you call it, and you know, it's a little more difficult for him because they see it live on TV. With radio, you can get away with it a little bit. You need to just correct it again in a few seconds. But it happens to everybody. No one's perfect.
All right. Let's play our game here. Come on, let's do it. All right, Amber, you're up here.
All right, Mike. A man, he ate Chick-fil-A every day for 114 days to break a record. Big deal or not a big deal?
What did he eat? I'm sorry, I missed that.
Chick-fil-A every day for 114 days straight.
Oh, that's a big deal, all right, because he's insane. I mean, I love Chick-fil-A, but that's insanity.
Topeka, Kansas will pay you $15,000 to move there. Big deal or not a big deal?
I'll give them $15,000 not to move there.
Well, what's going on there? They're just trying to up the population?
If you're a professional and you're willing to move to Topeka and buy a home, they'll give you $15,000. If you rent a place, they'll give you $10,000.
What's in Topeka that's appealing? I mean, not to knock them, but I've never been to Topeka.
Well, that's
so
why they have to pay people
there.
To move there.
Well, it sounds like maybe you should take them up on their offer, Mike.
Yeah, okay. That's a long commute, Zaz.
Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne are spending their first Christmas apart in 40 years, Mike.
Wow.
Is that a big deal or not a big deal?
Wow, that's an interesting deal because Ozzy has got to be one of the most off-the-wall dudes on the planet. So it probably turns out to be a big deal. You know, because I don't know if he'll know what the heck to do in his mansion.
Wow, that's an upset. I didn't see that coming.
Speaking of Christmas, the Saturday before Christmas, which is, of course, this Saturday, is expected to be the biggest U.S. shopping day of the year. Big deal or not a big deal?
Well, that's a big deal for people who haven't done their shopping, but I'm all done. So whatever they're doing out there, just don't get in my way. That's a good thing.
How do you handle that during NBA season? How do you get everything done?
I have a daughter who does a whole lot of stuff for me up online and stuff like that. I tell her exactly what I'm looking for. I see it, and then I say she goes and gets it because she knows I'm off and running on the road an awful lot. So I'm very, very fortunate that way that Megan, she handles all that stuff for me.
E.J. Smith, he is the son of NFL legend Emmitt Smith, who, of course, Emmitt Smith went to the University of Florida. E.J. Smith yesterday, he forewent the University of Florida. He committed to Stanford. Big deal or not a big deal?
Well, it's probably a big deal for Florida, but Stanford, what a good university to go to. You want an education. I don't know if it's just about football or education, but that's a pretty damn good place to go to get an education.
Gerrit Cole, he's a big-time pitcher in the MLB, and he's got a big-time beard, or he did before joining the Yankees. The Yankees, they just paid him $324 million, and for that, in return, they forced Gerrit Cole to shave because the Yankees still have that dumb, archaic rule about facial hair. Big deal or not a big deal?
I don't think it's a big deal. When you got that type of money, you could paint me green for all I care. I mean, that's insane. The beard, so the beard goes. Big deal, you know.
I will.
When you're not with the team.
I will paint you green if you get paid that.
The hottest trend in 2020 is expected to be axe throwing. Big deal or not a big deal?
Well, it's a big deal if you don't know how to throw the axe properly, because I've seen some bounce back and just about kill people, because I've actually seen axe throwing, you know, back in my day back up in Canada. So that's a big deal. That's insanity as far as I'm concerned. Why don't you just throw knives and put someone on a wheel and do that too and get them out of their misery?
A California man was arrested after stuffing 30 bags of frozen shrimp in his pants. Big deal or not a big deal?
That's a hilarious deal. I just can't imagine. So I guess that's a new terminology. Man, you are a shrimp.
Anything else, Amber?
That's it. That's a big deal, not a big deal.
Mike, you...
It's cold water. It's cold water.
Mike, you won the game. You were you played the game very, very well. And excellent job out of you. Tomorrow, we'll see you at the arena tomorrow night as the Heat take the Knicks. And just remind folks, you love the Knicks, right?
Oh, my God. It's just like the worst thing on the planet for me.
He hates
just
the
absolutely
so
the worst
much.
Thing. I'd
so
rather
much.
Have shrimp in my pants.
Frozen shrimp in your pants.
Oh. Yeah, right. Frozen shrimp in my pants.
Good job, Mike. We'll see you tomorrow. Take it easy.
All right, gang. Have a great one.
All right, see ya. That's Mike Inglis right there. I mean, he hates the Knicks so much. It's so funny on the broadcast. He hates them. He does not hold back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.